Sticks with the Grease Man had a nice appearance last night, and I moved a little slow this morning, but it was fun mingling with the maggotry. Yeah, I always demaggotify myself after I do one of those things. Did you ever see the movie Silkwood? That's how I take a shower after a public appearance. Yeah. Smashing Dave Brown in radiation-proof clothing, shower me while I scream, and the radiation alert's going, wah, wah, wah. Yeah, after every appearance, I take one of those kind of Silkwood showers. Just to make sure there can be no contaminants coming home with me. But one thing I noticed while I was out last night, a lot of people mentioned they, too, shared the same desire for Mary Lou. Mary Lou! Mary Lou! Mary Lou Retton. Oh, I dream about her in my sleep. I lie there before I drift off and I say, Mary, Mary Lou. Mary, Mary Lou. I've got the perfect plan for when the day comes that I bring Mary Lou to the Grease Palace. I know what's going to happen. She lives too close for her not to be hearing of my great devotion. I've been working on my basement, doing it over completely. Oh, not into a rec room. No ping pong table in my basement. I have a huge basement. And I've been redoing it so it looks like a prehistoric setting. I'm redoing it so it looks like actual cliff sides and caves. I'm redoing it so it looks like the side of a mountain in there, with lots of caverns. Very inhospitable. I have a special thermostat down there that's on a timer that can suddenly turn very, very cold or very, very hot. I have a complete sound system down there with speakers hidden inside the fake rocks. I want it to look like about dinosaur time. Maybe Mesozoic Man era. So you see, when Mary Lou finally meets me, I'll be able to let her think that I'm really a sensitive, kind of confused guy. And when she comes to my house, she will see in the living room the time machine. It's just a simple little tin thing with two seats in it and a glass bubble. Cost me $59.50 with parts I got in the package. Put a lot of wires in there. Doesn't really do anything. And when Mary Lou comes over to the Grease Palace, she'll say, "What's that?" I'll say, "Oh, you'll laugh. You'll probably laugh like everybody else." She'll say, "No, Neen. What is it?" I'll say, It's a time machine, Mary Lou. She'll say, "A time machine?" She'll say, "Yeah, come on, you're just..." I said, "No. No, I've been wanting to use it, and I think I have got it figured out, so theoretically I can go back into time with this thing. I just haven't tried it because I don't want to go alone. I want somebody along as a witness. Nobody ever believes me." And she'll say, "Well, you want me to go?" And I'll say, "Sure, baby, if you think you got the guts." She'll say, "Sure, I got the guts. I'm Mary Lou." I'll say, "All right, Mary Lou, strap yourself in." And then I'll turn on all the flashing lights that do nothing. She'll be a little nervous. I'll say, "All right, put your head back. Now you'll feel a little tingling as the electricity from the time machine goes through your body. But don't be alarmed." And as her head is back and she's staring up at the ceiling, I'll reach down beside my seat and pick up my little tranquilizer gun and poof. I'll give her a shot in the tuckers. And when she collapses, I'll pick her up and carry her downstairs to the basement, where I have my little primeval setting, and lug that big time machine down the stairs. Oh, God, my back, my scoliosis. Ah! And I'll get that thing downstairs. And the tranquilizer dart will wear off in about half an hour. She'll look around and go, "Wow! Where are we?" And I'll kick out my little cassette. I'll say, "Mary Lou, it works! It works! Look! Look! Dinosaurs! You hear them?" She'll say, "My God, I'm scared, Neen. I'm scared. What are those noises? What are those noises?" I'll say, "Just easy. Mary Lou, easy. Oh, my God, you hear that? You hear that? It's a lapping lizard. A lapping lizard! Quick, into this cave here. Well, I'll have Caves pre-selected so that she can get her head and shoulders in there, but those big muscular hips will get stuck in the entranceway. And as she runs in there, she'll say, I can't say, go, Mary Lou, go, and I'll sneak around behind her. And pledge just a couple of dainty fatherly kisses on her derriere. She'll go, oh, my God, Miss Elsie, it's the lapping lizard. Honey, honey, get inside. She'll say, I can't. And after a few more smooches, I'll say, it's okay, Mary Lou, I think he's gone. And then the thermostat will start plunging. My track lights will start going dim. I'll say, night's falling. She'll say, can we get out of here, Neen? I'll say, I don't think so. The time machine's only good for once a day. We'll have to spend the night. Here, this cave looks bigger. Come on in here. She'll say, I'm scared. There's so many noises out there. I'll say, it's all right, baby. I'm here with you. Come on, let's go deeper in the cave and see if we can mat up some grass. We'll stay warmer tonight if we share our body heat. Oh, my God. She'll run into my arms. I'll hold her closely. And there, in our primitive cave setting, in the basement below the Grease Palace, sweet Mary Lou, caught up in the emotion, the excitement, the thrill and the danger of time travel, will become mine. Hungrily, I shall feel her little heart beat against mine. And then in sweet aftermath, as I smoke a camel, I'll watch her sleep. The next morning, we'll get up. I'll say, I think we can try it again, baby. Come on out here. Let's get in this thing here. Let's get out here before any of these animals come and get us. And so she puts her head back. I'll say, don't forget, it's going to tingle a little bit when the electricity starts. She'll say, okay. And I'll reach down beside my seat. I'll grab my tranquilizer gun and poof, I'll shoot her in the pockets again. And then I carry her up the stairs. I lug that big time machine back up the stairs. Oh, my God, my back, my scoliosis. I put her back in the living room. She sits back in the chair. Then bingo, it wears off. And I'll say, look, look, we're back. We're back. And she'll be all happy. She'll say, I'm so proud of you. I'll say, well, you better not tell your pop. He'll never believe it. She'll say, oh, yeah, well, I was there. Here, I'll call. Watch. And she'll pick up the phone and say, hello, Daddy? Yeah, uh-huh. Mary Lou, I know I didn't come home last night, but get this. We went back to dinosaur times. Yeah, me and Nino. Yeah, you see, he's got a time machine. Hello? Daddy, yeah, he's got a time machine. We went back to the dinosaur times. We nearly got eaten by a dinosaur. It was kind of spooky, but he held me close. Hello, Daddy? Daddy? Dad, hello? I'll say, you see, Mary Lou, nobody believes me. Nobody ever believes anything about me or anything I can do. And she'll run into my arms and hold me and say, well, I believe you, Neen. I'll say, yeah. Thanks, Mary Lou. I think I love you. And she'll say, I think I love you, too. And then I'll tear it up again.
This man wrote the book on craziness, and he will be signing autographs right after the show. The Grease, DC 101.
I can wait.
All righty.